Welcome back, everybody, on this beautiful Monday. As I said, there's going to be a fair amount of sports discussed today because it has been a busy last 48 to 72 hours. And Friday night, news breaks, including from our mutual friend Johnny Krasinski, that the Wolves are making a major deal. Now, everything has not been approved because a third team has been included and you need to sign some people, but it's going to happen. You probably know it by now. Karl Towns, former number one pick, all-star, essential player for this team. He's going to leave as maybe the second greatest player in franchise history. He is headed to the Knicks and coming to the Wolves, Julius Randle, Dante DiVincenzo, and a protected first-round pick. And, of course, we're going to talk with our guy Jim Peterson, the tremendous analyst from Bally Sports. Day is media day. And we're recording this conversation just a little bit before the show because Jim has media day responsibilities. From when you first started hearing the possibility of this deal, and we should mention that if Karl ever was going to be traded, one of the most obvious places was the Knicks. His former agent, Leon Rose, is running the operation. He's from Jersey. So the possibility of Karl, if he was ever traded, New York was always an essential part of the conversation. But from when you first heard it was going to happen to now taking about 48 hours in to digest it, what is your immediate reaction?
My immediate reaction was sadness, really, because, you know, Karl has been, I mean, this is going to be my 27th year with the Wolves, and Karl's been there for a third of it. You know, and so we just haven't had that many players that have had his kind of longevity with
nope.
the team.
Mm-mm. At that
you know,
level.
So, you know, I came in with the Wolves in 98. So that was, three years into KG's term. And, you know, KG obviously is the longest tenured Timberwolves player. But, I mean, Towns is right there with them, you know. And so I just was sad because, you know, I've got to know Karl pretty good. And I played golf with him a bunch and I've gotten to know his dad really well and his girlfriend and the people that are in his sphere, you know, of influence. So he's just a great kid. You know what I mean? He comported himself so well to Chad in this town. He committed, he was loyal.
I agree.
He wanted to transform the organization and he is part of what has been happening here the last, you know, 3-4 years under Chris Finch. So, and even getting back to the playoffs with Tibbs, you know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. that long drought that Karl yep. was a part of. And that's my immediate reaction. And then, you know, you think about KG being traded. And then the other player that I think of that is like Karl is Kevin Love.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's it.
You know, between KG, Love, and Towns, well, those other two guys, they get traded and they go win championships with different teams. Boston for KG, Love.
Yeah,
goes and wins one in Cleveland, and you know I really think that you know Karl's going to fit really well with those Nova guys. Like I just think that Tibbs knows how to use him, and obviously the Knicks really wanted him because they sweetened the deal by offering up Dante DiVincenzo, who I'm sure they did not want to give up in this deal.
So let's jump in on this part. It's a close call, right? Because Karl is an uber talented player. We know the other parts that can be infuriating, the inconsistency, the fouls, the falling of the court. But, man, he can hit shots. He's talented. He guarded Jokic. So you're giving up a lot. Randle is a different type of player. He's more of a ferocious player. He's more of an ISO player. His assist total is high, but, man, when he gets the ball, it stays there a lot. DiVincenzo, his career was kind of going nowhere and then really emerged last year when they went on a playoff run. Just, I mean, scoring over 20 on a regular basis and big buckets and good D. Can you tell yet if the Wolves on the court, because money's a part of it, we're going to get to that in a moment, but on the court, can you tell yet if you think the Wolves are a better team?
Well, look, I mean, you still have Naz Reid, you know. Naz is still part of the system, and in some ways, Naz was a better defender than Towns. He's not as good a rebounder as Towns, but Naz offensively does a lot of the same things. He's got the incredible post-up game. In fact, you can make the argument that Nas is probably a better decision maker. And I feel like a lot of times the offense would flow. Some things that would frustrate us with Carl would be his decision making, you know, running over players, offensive fouls, you know, especially in low post opportunities, too, just running guys over, trying to play off the catch in the top, running people over, you know, trying to straight line drive to the basket. Where Nas is, he's got that .5 mentality, man. He moves the ball, and his ego doesn't get in the way of him trying to overtake the game. Like, I think Towns would feel sometimes that he had to do something, where I think Nas is just playing. So you have that. And then you mentioned, you know, Julius Randle's ability to ISO score. I mean, that's not a small thing, because you, as it comes down to the playoffs, I mean, you've got to have guys on the floor that can go get a bucket, you know? And you got multiple options now with Anthony Edwards and Julius Randle. So I'm higher on Julius Randle than a lot of people. I know defensively he's got a lot of flaws defensively, a lot like Towns. I don't think we're thinking that we're, you know, losing a defensive stalwart in Carl Anthony Towns. You know,
no.
Towns' thing is offense, right? I mean, that's really what
his defense against Jokic was very essential
very
to them.
It was very good
to winning that
but
series.
But he's got Rudy as a backup, Chad. Yep, he's got Rudy as a backup. Mm-hmm. But look, hey, Julius Randle, Chad, has been an All-Star 3 out of the last 4 years.
Yeah.
And he's a two-time All-NBA player. It's not like you've got some scrub
for
Carl Anthony Towns.
They're different. They just play different. So let's stay with Ant, right? Because everything resolves around Ant. And the way a lot of teams are playing right now, and you know this better than me, pace and space, right? Get a lot of small fours, get a lot of swingmen out there, create space for uber-talented players like Anthony Edwards, who's in, you know, when this year finishes, he's going to finish as one of the 3 or 4 best players in the game. When he's going to play with Randle and Rudy compared to Towns and Rudy, could that potentially hurt Edwards' offense game, especially in half court?
Well, I mean, spacing's been an issue, you know. I mean, you don't want – I mean, Julius Randle's – I mean, his gift is his ability to play in isolation, play in the mid-range, play in post-up opportunities. So, I mean, he's going to probably get in the way. Rudy and Julius Randle have to figure out how to play together. And then they're just going to have to figure out spacing, and I think Finch will do that. It's, you know, offense has been one of the problems for the Wolves. They have not been a good offensive team in the last couple, 2-3 years. They've been a great defensive team, elite defensive team, but offense has been a problem. So, you know, I think that Julius Randle, I'm just a believer. I don't think Chris Finch does this deal or is on board with it, because if he's not into Julius Randle, and he coached Julius Randle in New Orleans, it's not like he doesn't know who he is. But I mean, Chad, let's face it. I mean, a lot of this is about you know making the cap situation a little bit better in the future.
Yeah.
I mean, Nas Reed is a huge part of it. So he's got, you know, option year next year, and he's going to make $15 million next year. So like, this is opening up a runway where you can also afford to pay Nas. And then you've got to figure out what you're going to do with other players as well. I mean, Nikhil Alexander Walker is going to be a free agent after this year. So,
well, let's just talk money here. Okay. So Randall's under contract this year. Then he has a player option for just under $31 million.
Yes.
He's probably going to want multi-years, but that's an option. It's possible he plays 1 year and he leaves. DiVincenzo, for the next 3 years, is making about 11, 12, so that's very fair. Carl, for the next year, 4 years, is making $220 million. After this year, he's making $171. So they're going to save, if nothing happens, and everybody does their player options, that's saving $116 million pure salary. Now, I don't know what they're going to do with Randle. I don't think they know what they're going to do with Randle. I'd be very curious how Randle reacts. We're not even counting the aprons and how it elevates contracts. But you're right. They're not doing this just to save money. This isn't a mandate from ownership. But this is, without getting too deep in the weeds, how limited you are when you get to the second apron, first apron, and some flexibility. So if they think they can be close, if not better, and have the potential to retain players and save staggering amounts of money, that's when it becomes a deal that you really, really want to make.
Well, look, you're going to pay with Towns on the roster this year, being in the second apron. I mean, the Phoenix Suns have the highest salary payroll right now, $219 million. Timberwolves are second.
Second. Celtics, think about that.
Celtics are third.
Yeah.
So the thing is, you're going to probably pay $100 million in luxury tax.
It's crazy.
And now you're probably going to play closer to 80. That savings.
For this year. But know, then even the next couple year, of years, it's a lot more savings.
It's a lot more significant. But it's also cap flexibility, Chad. And really, that's what it's about. You mentioned Anthony Edwards. It's really about not only just saving significant amounts of money, but also I think the main thing is cap flexibility to be able to bring in players and re-sign players like Naz Reid, like Nikhil Alexander Walker, to be able to fit with Ant's timeline. So, Naz is really part of Naz, Jaden, Ant, that trio right there. I think they look and see like that runway is right there for them. You know, they're kind of lined up. And I think cap flexibility is really important with a player like Anthony Edwards.
Last thing, and I'll let you go. Very sad news breaking late this morning. Dikembe Mutombo, who was a phenomenal NBA player. You can make the argument for about 7-8 years, was the defense player of the year. What did he win it, like 4 times? He, multi-time All-Star. I think people think of Dikembe when Denver upset the Seattle team, just holding the basketball while he's on the ground. Then the enormous... and I repeat, enormous charitable work he has done throughout the globe. He passes away, younger than us, 58, brain cancer. What do you want to say about Dikembe and his life ending way too soon?
I played against Dikembe Mutombo his rookie year. He was an All-Star. He just kind of opened up. You know, he was obviously a big fan of Hakeem Olajuwon, who was my teammate, coming from the Congo. Dikembe really opened up that part of the world to basketball. So he's an ambassador of the highest order. You know, I mean, just a complete class act, transformed every organization he was with, incredibly giving. I played with, all those guys too. I played with Manute Bol, and Manute spent so much money, Chad, his own money, giving back. And just, and Shrewsbury Marshall Owens did this too. All these European guys that are from these war-torn countries, They would take their NBA salary, and they wouldn't just pay lip service. They wouldn't try to raise money from other rich people to give it to them to donate back to their home countries. They would spend their own money on something like, X-ray machines.
Amazing.
And medical equipment. And so Dikembe did that, So, I mean, brain cancer is such a tragic thing. Glioblastomas, they are so devastating. We both know a lot of people that have gone through that. So,
yes,
you're just praying for his family, Chad, and he was a great man for sure.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. That's the great Jim Peterson. Let's pause and come back with more here on WCCO.